Hi, welcome to an update on some amazing shows to get you through week two of the Edinburgh Fringe. It's amazing now, all the shows have sort of founded their feet, and it's a really good time to have a look and think about the ones that are really unusual, something different, and can really do what it is that you want from the Fringe. So if you want to be inspired and uplifted, I have to say Joy, performed by the world famous Barnsley Youth Choir, are at the Greyfriars Kirk, a brand new show, brought tears to my eyes. I have to say they're just so honest performers. They're young adults, they're just in their, not very glammed up, just in their t-shirts, and just the truth and the honesty that they're bringing to the songs explains why they're the fourth best choir in the world rankings, triple European champions and quadruple European champions. So that's going to be 2 and 5pm right up until the 14th of August at Greyfriars Kirk. If you'd like a little bit of improv comedy, then I really enjoyed Impromptu Shakespeare. That's at the Caves, and of course Battle Axe, that's at Maggie's Chamber at the Three Sisters. And another one that's really taken my eye too is Bumper Blighton. Now, why this really fills a gap is that one thing I've noticed is that a lot of the young children are wanting to have the same kind of experiences of fun and impro that the adults are wanting. And in any of the queues, you can see the kids looking at the more older posters wanting to see Nina Conti or the shit-faced Shakespeare, you know, and the kids are just too young to be getting a lot of the humour. And that's to say it's not really the most appropriate show for, you know, under 12s or under 15, shall we say. So Bumper Blighton is filling that gap, because not only is it for adults and young people, you've also got the most experienced improv people in the Fringe. They also performed from In Ostentatious, which has gone on to be recorded for the BBC, and it's at a very prestigious venue, Bristow Square, and that's at 4:10. It's a 1 hour show. It's in the underbelly, it's the Dexter venue there, and it's going to be a real parody of all the well-known Enid Blyton tales, lashings of ginger beer, picnic hampers, and some sort of innuendo that's going to go over the kids' heads, but it's going to make it well worth turning up for the adults too. So if you're a fan of improv and you'd really like something a little bit different but also just humorous and fresh, it'll be freshly created for you on the day, then it's also going to appeal to children from the age of 8 onwards. And I think this is a really great way of letting young people, young children, experience the Fringe as it is, you know, the excitement of a show made up for them on the spot, and sort of getting to know some of the most famous performers on the Fringe. So that's Bumper Blighton, and I recommend that. I think that would be a really good show, especially now for some of the children here in Scotland. They've just got 1 week before they're going back to school, so it could be a really handy treat there. So just chiming in there with a few ideas. Another thing that I've spotted from the Edinburgh Art Festival is what used to be a Gaelic church has now been turned into an arts venue. It's a little bit off the beaten track, and I'm not going to be too specific about where you'll find it, but it is downhill from the castle. So just keep your eye out if you're heading down some of those steps, and you might notice a little bit of a detour being offered. It is signposted if you see it, but it was such a lovely treat to go somewhere off the beaten track, and it was so well rewarded by the beauty there, the natural beauty, and some of the art there on it, on display. So just such an amazing city to have so many different festivals going off at the same time. So just a few tips to take you through the week, the last week of the holiday if you have children. And so here's to you, to your success, to a great Fringe ahead. And if you've found any gems you'd like to share with me, do leave me a message and I'll be sure to check them out. Here's to you.